Oh, mother, come tell me this riddle. Unriddle it all as one. Must I go marry Fair Ellender, or bring the brown girl home? The brown girl, she has house and land. Fair Ellender, she has none. I warn you on my blessing, Sir Thomas, go bring the brown girl home. Go saddle up my milk-white steed, go saddle him up for me. I'll go and buy Fair Ellender my wedding for to see. He rode till he came to the hall. He tangled all on the ring. Nobody so ready as Fair Ellender to rise and bid him come in. What news, Fair Ellender cried? What news have you brought to me? I've come to invite you to my wedding. Is that good news for thee? Bad news, Fair Ellender cried. Bad news have you brought to me? I once did think I would be your bride, and you the bridegroom would be. Oh mother, come tell me this riddle, unriddle it all is one. Must I go to Lord Thomas's wedding, or tarry with thee at home? There may be many of your friends, dear daughter, but many more of your foes. I warn you on my blessings, Fair Ellender, to tarry with me at home. There may be many of my friends, dear mother, but many more of my foes. And if I never return again to Lord Thomas's wedding, I'll go. She dressed herself in scarlet red, her maid she dressed in green. And every town that she rode through, they took her to be some queen. She rode till she came to the hall. She tangled all on the ring. Nobody so ready as Lord Thomas to rise and bid her come in. He took her by her lily white hand and led her into the hall. He seated her on a golden chair among the fine ladies all. Is this your bride, Fair Ellender cried, that looks so wondrously brown? You once could have married as fair a lady as ever the sun shone on. The brown girl had a little penknife. It was both long and sharp. Between the long ribs and the shore, she pierced Fair Ellender's heart. Oh, what is the matter, Lord Thomas, he cried. Oh, are you blind, cried she. And can't you see my own heart's blood come trickling down to my knee? He caught the brown girl by the hand and jerked her across the hall. He drew a bright sword and cut off her head and flung it against the wall. He placed the sword against the wall with a point against his chest, saying, "This is the end of three poor lovers. God take us all to rest."